Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we visit with Michael Meacham, head coach of the LSC regular season champion men's soccer team here at Midwestern State University. I just think you guys should make it a little bit more dramatic before you win these trophies like this.
Yeah, this is the first time. I mean, fortunately, we're always happy to win them, but however, this is the first time we ever won it on the last day. We've been pretty fortunate in the past to have it with a couple of games to go, but we knew a couple of weeks ago we were going to need some help, but we also knew that we needed to kind of take care of our end of stuff, and fortunately enough, it all worked out.
It all worked out for you. It was kind of fun last night. It was kind of like Championship Sunday in the Premier League.
It was, yeah. With
games starting at the same time. And I know we were back here in Wichita Falls keeping a close eye on the UT Tyler, UT Dallas game, and I think I caught you guys looking at it after the end of your match, trying to catch the score.
Yeah, we were kind of checking everything out after it was all over.
Because there were kind of two celebrations. There was a celebration when you won, and then about a minute or two later when their game ended, there was another celebration.
Yeah, no, and it's always great to win in the Lone Star Conference. And, you know, going down there is an extremely tough place. As everybody knows, Johnny does a great job with at St. Mary's and things like that, and they it was their senior night, and they had a lot to obviously to play for and things like that as well for their seniors, and wanting a good taste in their mouth at the end of it. And you know,
it would have made their season to beat you guys.
Yeah,
because no, they had already been eliminated. All they had left was to spoil your day
and to win for their seniors.
I mean, for sure.
They did everything they could, and we took a lot of punches and things like that, and they performed extremely well, and our boys kind of rose to the challenge. After a quick blow, they came out very, very quick and landed a first punch, and we had to kind of calm ourselves and kind of get after it.
Idolo getting that strike, that kind of changed the game, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime a guy that, you know, it's kind of been in and out of the starting lineup. He's done really, really well, and then he's kind of had a little slump. And then, obviously, he's still really young, you know, being a sophomore and things. So he's still got a lot of football still ahead of him. So for him to kind of the last few weeks really, really have a good attitude and really, really kind of, you know, be a little bit more creative, be a little bit more dangerous, but also be really good in transition defensively and getting back and helping us. And he's had a great work rate and a really great attitude. For him to get the first goal of the season like that, it was
it's going to be something he remembers.
Yeah, he remembers. But also the boys, you look at it, and the guys in the squad were just like, you know, I mean, he's stepping up in a big way for us. So, you know, then we really started kind of hitting on all cylinders.
And then you got the second goal, but still kind of had to hold on at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you knew at that point in time. I mean, they wanted a point and to get back into it. So they made a couple of tactical changes and did a few things a little bit different and put us under a lot more pressure and things like that. So I mean, they fought until the final whistle and the final horn. So, you know, I give those guys a lot of respect. I mean, it was their senior day, but they were kind enough to acknowledge our seniors at the end, before they'd acknowledge their seniors, which, you know, I've been coaching a really, really long time, and no one's ever done that. So, I mean, that was a real touch of class from St. Mary's.
Yeah, I've seen some softball teams do that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's a trend that's going to catch on a little bit if you're the visiting team.
I hope so. I mean, I never even kind of thought about it, because obviously, like we said, we've never really been a part of anybody that's done that, and I'm sure there's people out there that do it, and you know, but no, with what St. Mary's did that day for our boys was, like I said, a real touch class.
Can you put your finger on why you've kind of got St. Mary's number the last couple of seasons?
Every game that we've played them, they've been a battle. I wouldn't say.
But you're coming out on top of those battles.
I mean, it's always fortunate. You're always grateful to kind of get results and perform well. I mean, like I was telling the boys at halftime, it was like, you know, they have a lot of pride, just like you have pride. They want to win, just like you want to win. So you have to kind of have a little bit more. You got to dig a little deeper. I mean, they right now they just want it more than you do. And I think showing last night, you know, we had to match that or raise that, or you know, and then have a little bit of quality there at the end. We were able to kind of get the goals that we needed and the chances created that we we could be dangerous on. So
I realize you still got the postseason ahead of you, and the answer to this question could change. But can you put your finger on a defining moment of this season, something that turned the season around that allowed you to win the regular season conference championship?
Just kind of belief, you know, just resilience. I mean, I think the boys knew after, you know, starting the conference out not great with losing so late to St. Ed's at our place and not playing extremely well, and then kind of not playing extremely well against UTD a few weeks later. I think those were big moments for us to kind of know, like, you know, it's not just going to happen because you put a shirt on. It's not going to happen just because you show up and you get to play at home and you get to do that. And I think it's really kind of taken – it's kind of taken a few punches and a few blows, kind of a few life lessons and some learning from guys that have never really been in those moments and really never experienced that sort of stuff before, to really kind of just like I don't know why we just feel like it's gonna happen. So once they kind of realize that it's not gonna happen, unless they do what they need to do, and you know they kind of go through the process of things what we need to do, and that sort of stuff. It's never been a problem at training. Like we've maybe had two not great sessions.
Oh, you're talking about all year.
All year, like two, maybe two. It's just always been between the lines when they put the shirt on, and you're just like, that's when you want to perform at the best. And I think they've really kind of stepped up at the right time of year to kind of do that.
Well, that leads into my next question. Do you think you're playing your best soccer here at the end of the year? I know in any sport, that's kind of the goal of a coach, is to have their team playing the best this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, we're playing much better now than we have. I still think we have, like we did last night, we have dips. We just can't have so many peaks and valleys. Our highs can't be really, really high, but our lows can't be as low as they've been. But you're looking at two teams that you play next, the winner of, you've already beaten. So now they have a little bit more of like a little bit more fire in their belly to kind of really kind of right their wrong, you know?
Right.
So you have to have the right kind of energy and the attitude and the mental fortitude and toughness to kind of keep going, because now they're going to have a little bit more motivation because of earlier results.
And you're playing the winner of the 4-5 matchup, that's UT Tyler and Dallas Baptist?
Correct.
Any thoughts about that match?
I mean, they're two good teams. I mean, they've both been scoring goals late in the season. So, I mean, they're both extremely athletic. They're both individually very, very dangerous. They got players that can hurt you at any specific time. And, you know, both Kenny and Jess do great jobs with the teams that they have and the programs that they run. So, I mean, you're going to see the best version of them next Wednesday.
And then UT Tyler's got to be going into the postseason on a high, beating UT Dallas the way they did in the season finale.
I mean, I think that they're four games in a row, just like kind of we are. So, I mean, that's going to be they're going to have a big test to go to Dallas and play at DBU. And I think this is going to be their third meeting. I think they played once in the out of conference and then once in conference, and now.
Like you did with St. Mary's.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's a situation now that you're going to play somebody a third time, you know, at DBU, which you've already been, you're familiar with. So, yeah, it's going to be I'll be there on Saturday.
You are going to be there.
Yeah,
you're going to check it out?
I'm going to go down on Saturday.
When you go to a game like that and you're scouting the game, is there anything in particular you're looking for?
I mean everything, just like tendencies, you know.
Because you're pretty familiar with those teams already.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean we've obviously competed against them, but we focus mostly on ourselves, and we're going to continue to do so, and you know, it's mine and the staff's job to make sure that we kind of have the ins and outs of what their tendencies are and what their qualities are, and you know, hopefully what their flaws are, that we can kind of see that chink in the armor.
We talked about the success you've had against St. Mary's, but you've also had a great deal of success in this tournament. You kind of own the LSC tournament.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't say we own it. I would say that we've been fortunate enough to go after it and kind of be on the right side of things the last few years. You know, I've been here long enough to know when we've lost in the final, you know, so we've got to make sure that we are prepared to do that. Because, you know, you're looking at, you know, we've got six teams right now that they're wanting to play in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, now everybody's backs up against the wall. They're a little bit more desperate. They're a little bit more hungry. You know, they don't get as tired as fast. You know, there's no quitting anybody because, you know, this is the biggest time of the year.
Is there a secret sauce to having success in this postseason tournament?
Having good players. gotta have good players, and the good players will show up in big moments. And, you know, we've been really, really happy with our squad depth and what we've been able to do by being able to make changes, being able to change starting lineups, being able to put different players in different scenarios and in different kind of situations on the field. So, I mean, we've been really, really happy with that right now.
So I'm guessing you wouldn't make any real changes at this point. In terms of tactics or even personnel?
Tactically, I think everybody changes a little bit from half to half or game to game or, you know, situation to situation. I mean, you look at St. Mary's last night. I mean, they kind of did some things a little bit different that we weren't really expecting right away. We had to make a few changes. We probably had to play a little bit more direct than we really would have liked to. For everybody that watched, they probably can see that. I mean, we were trying to get players in certain areas where – you know, with a little bit bigger ball and then get people underneath them to be able to really combine and be able to play different kinds of services from different areas of the field. So, I mean, we had to change a little bit as well. And Patty had a great kind of assessment at halftime and was like, you know, I think this is what they're doing compared to what we're doing. So I think if we do this, we'll be able to kind of capitalize on some things. And you kind of look at it, both goals kind of came from his big adjustments and the way that we wanted to kind of exploit them and get our guys in the area of the field that we feel real, real comfortable with. So, I mean, you know, he made a great tactical adjustment and kind of saw some things a little bit different, and the boys were able to kind of put his vision onto the pitch, and it worked.
It's got to feel good as a coach, though, when you make a change like that and it pays off.
Yeah, I mean, but it's ultimately just having trust in the individual and, you know, in the collective group. And, you know, I mean, I'm giving y'all his flowers for yesterday, which he 100% deserves, but you're also looking at, like, he comes to me against Sewell Ross and was like, oh, it was a great change when you brought Gakko in. He was able to kind of get in different areas and be a different kind of presence in the thing. So, I mean, it's all a give and take, and you just kind of see what players have been doing in those moments and in certain games, and you just kind of ride what they can do against the different opponent. So, I mean, it changes. We've all done little things, and even players have even gone into different areas of the field, which is part of our natural rotations and stuff that we didn't even call. We didn't even say, we didn't even give them the idea. We were able to say, like, you know, here's the freedom, and they were able to kind of solve a problem. So it's really good when you've got both sides of it, as, you know, staff and then as players, to be able to kind of fix things on the fly.
As you get ready for this Lone Star Conference tournament, is there a particular area that still gives you a lot of concern about your team?
I mean, I don't think those are ever going to change. I mean, we have to be really, really good in transition on both sides of it. When we're attacking, we can't always look for balls to feet. We got to be able to, you know, run in behind, but then also, you know, have someone stretching, not only threatening. So there's a few things there, you know, making sure that we're in a situation where we're on the ball, we're just as comfortable in defense. You know, how are we solving problems while we're attacking? So, you know, just making sure that guys have really, really good tendencies and solving problems early and that sort of stuff, and having a younger group and a little bit knock on, I mean, everybody can say it. I mean, it's not this most experienced group in tournament play. But I would say that everybody's going to feel like, you know, we could win it on the day.
Do you think you have to get a win in this tournament in order to get a bid, or do you?
I
know you had told me 2 weeks ago on the podcast, you felt like if you won out that you probably would get in the tournament. Do you still feel that way?
I mean, I don't know. Everybody's so close. I mean, if you guys have all seen the numbers and stuff just like we have, there's a lot of teams that are really, really close to each other. One thing I will say that I do believe, I think if we go and win the tournament, we'll host a game.
Oh, you think you would host a game?
I think we'll move up high enough to host a game. I think the committee would see that and kind of see the proof in the pudding that, you know, we've been able to kind of get on a good run and do some things like that. So I do believe if we're fortunate enough to win on Wednesday and then play at home on Saturday and get that one as well, I would say we'd move to the top four for sure.
I know you said you're going to go to Dallas and watch that game. Do you go back and watch the game you played against Dallas Baptist and UT Tyler?
Yeah, we'll do that as well. We'll do that as well.
And what do you hope to get when you're doing that? What are you looking for?
A little bit of everything. Like you look at like their player, their personnel, how they played, you know, their tendencies against what we've tried to do, what things we can kind of tweak against them in certain areas of the field.
Because you won both of those matches, would you expect them to make changes?
Oh yeah, I mean everybody's good enough to be able to do that, and they'll find out like, okay, this is how we think we can hurt them and things like that.
Because you won, do you stick with what won? Or do you throw in a new wrinkle?
Not necessarily. I mean, you've got to – there's always little things that we didn't do great in both matches. So we've got to make sure that we can do in the next match a little bit better and a little bit, you know.
Between now and Wednesday, how hard do you train? How physically taxing will training be?
Today they're just lifting. Even the boys that played yesterday, we're just going to get a lift in. They're going to go in there with Dr. Crossan and kind of get moving around for 35, 45 minutes. Which we would do on any recovery day. And then guys that didn't really play much or travel, you know, that we'll play a small-sided kind of competition game. Friday, not 100% sure what we'll do yet and how we'll manage that. And then Saturday we'll probably keep us on the same schedule, and like it's a competition day, we'll probably go out and play.
Well, we're hoping to get a chance to see several more games at Stang Park.
So
good luck. We'll talk to you before you play, and we'll find out who you're going to play and talk about the upcoming match, do another podcast then. But congratulations on this LSC regular season.
No, it was an awesome experience.
It really was a fun season. I know it's kind of a roller coaster ride, but the end of the story was great, and now there's more to be written, of course.
Correct, 100%.
That's Michael Meacham, the head soccer coach here at Midwestern State on the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. Make your plans to be out at Stang Park Wednesday at 5 o'clock when Midwestern State will take on the winner of the 4-5 match in the quarterfinals of the LSC postseason tournament. I'm Pete Stein. So long.